summer is back. The summer is hot. I didn't come real
May 15 to August 15 will sure feel like an extended holiday with the planned rollout of the Ministry of Tourism's 90 Days of Summer initiative. Stick around for the details on that. We'll also reintroduce our No Jamaica feature in this edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay tuned.
All right, Robbie, all right. You finished? All right, here we do. Rub the new ointment upon your shoulder, right? Then you go run some more lap for me, all right?
New ointment?
Yes, man. And the latest thing, you know, man.
You check with the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission for see if any banned substance in it?
No worry about that, man. It all natural, man.
No. Is me responsible for anything I take, so I'm not taking any chances. Keep the ointment there, but we'll do without it.
Play fair. Keep doping out of sports.
We just concluded a successful staging of Reggae Month It's Kingston for February, an initiative aimed at maximizing the country's economic potential through its cultural product. And before you know it, May comes around, summer begins, school is out, and after a couple of weeks, we begin to get bored as there's really nothing to do. Well, that's typically how it unfolds. But this year, the tourism ministry will be pumping loads of energy into summer with 3 months of uninterrupted, properly prepared, packaged, and presented entertainment.
We're seeking to define Jamaica as the place to be for the 90 days of summer, being the 15th of May to the 15th of August.
State Minister in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. All that entertainment is being packaged under the ministry's 90 Days of Summer initiative, which will see a series of activities being hosted for the entire period. When and where you go to partake of what's provided is totally up to you, but whatever your taste, you are guaranteed to find something to enjoy.
This is not expected for individuals to be here for the entire 90 days, but you should be able to choose weeks within that 90 days and be able to come for those weeks.
To ensure every T is crossed and every I dotted, a planning committee has been established. You can also play a part in the success of the 90 Days of Summer initiative by making submissions to the committee.
We want persons to send in their proposals, have a committee look at them, and then those proposals are taken based on a matrix and a set of events are put together. The committee will look at those events, look at how they support each other, look at how they diversified the offerings, and then make a decision.
State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
And now for our Did You Know feature, we look at Jamaica's first newspaper. The weekly Jamaica Current was the island's first newspaper. The first issue was printed on May 28, 1718 by R. Baldwin. It was sold for 1 bit or 7 pence half penny. And that's where we wrap up Tourism Roundup for this week. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.